This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Other than that, did you pretty much see what you wanted from your team?
Yeah, I thought, you know, it started with practice at the beginning of the week. How hard we practiced, how well we practiced, that all paid dividends. I thought we came out well. I thought played a strong game throughout. Obviously, their power play is dangerous and gave them a couple looks, but a real solid 60 minutes.
Practice yesterday, it was as much pace as we've seen all year in any one workout, but how concerned as a coach are you that will it translate to the game? Will there be carryover like there was?
There's been a pretty good track record of, you know, when we've had real good practices about how we play. And I tend to err on the side of really hard versus, you know, backing off. So it was a well-deserved win by our group with the way we played.
I know that Rasmus leads with his voice, but did you really think that he led with the way that he played tonight?
For sure. I thought the Nashville game was probably his best year. I think he got even better tonight, came out better. I think he's fueled a little bit from coming off the Four Nations. But he really did lead the way. He played well. He looked calm out there. He made some great plays. Some of his breakout plays were real special.
Jordan was very engaged from the beginning. Just what stood out to you about him?
I think he's been a guy we've missed for sure. Personally couldn't wait to get him back. Just big, strong, physical guy that, you know, can dictate play. So from that standpoint, you know, having him back is a big difference for us.
Colleen admitted it's been a while since he could really shoot the puck. Something that I guess we didn't know. He said now it seems like he can, and we could see the difference maybe tonight.
Yeah, you know, I said he's, you know, he really hasn't been healthy all year. I mean, he's probably the healthiest he's been. He doesn't complain about, you know, much. You don't really know, but I think you could see it in his game for sure.
Have you seen a little concern with Alex?
I'll have an update. Right now, in my discussion with him, really, I don't feel too concerned, but we'll get more of an update tomorrow and see how he's doing.
What stood out about Jack Quinn this afternoon? I mean,
you guys don't want to ask about Razor?
What stood out about Rob's puck to the head?
He brought up again that you would leave the game, and he's done it twice now. I didn't have to.
Well, I mean, Rob's puck hit him at approximately 15 miles an hour. The one that hit me at 100. And here's the difference. When the puck hits Rob's head, it breaks. When it hits mine, it just absorbs it a little. That's just even for what he said. I already listened to what he said about me.
But, Jack, he scores the early goal, but even beyond that, he seemed very engaged and was creating a lot. Just what did you see?
I think the break was good for him. And the extra practice work was real good for him. And he got rewarded. I think if you look at it, he kind of missed his shot, but still found a hole. But I thought his play, his strength on the puck was better. I thought he got rewarded for doing a lot of good things tonight.
What did Rob say about you? We didn't hear it.
He said it's the difference between Eastern Canadians and Western Canadians. The Western Canadian had to leave the game and he stayed in.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.